بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in detail has explained to us the first experiences of a believer in his grave. When a believer, a obedient servant of Allah is placed in his grave, then he will hear the footsteps of the people as they leave the graveyard. If he was a true believer and obedient to Allah, at that time, Salah will take a physical form and will stand at his headside. The zakat which he had given will take a physical form and stand on his right. His fasting will take a physical form and stand on his left. And all the good and the favors which he had done for other people for the sake of Allah, this will take a physical form and stand by his feet. Then two angels will approach. They will be huge in size like monsters, pitch black from head to toe. Their eyes will be light blue, shining like lightning. Their voices will be like thunder. Their teeth will be like the horns of bulls. In their hands will be huge hammers. Their names will be Munkar and Nakir. They will approach this man from every one of the four sides. And as they come closer to him, Salah will say, "You cannot approach him from my side, try from somewhere else." Zakat will say the same, fasting will say the same. All the favors he had done to other people will say the same. The angels will stand at a distance from him and they will ask him to sit up. He will sit up without worry and concern. For every other person, their voices will be frightening and scary. For a believer, their voices will be cool and refreshing. When he hears them speaking, he will get a certain kind of joy. And they will say, "Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb?" He will say, "My Rabb is Allah." They will say, "What is your deen?" He will say, "My way of life is Islam." They will ask, "Who was this man who was sent to you as a messenger?" He will reply, "That is the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." They will ask him, "How did you know of all of this?" He will reply, "I read the Quran. I believed in the Quran. Every bit of the Quran I understood to be true." At that time, a voice will announce from the heavens, "Sadaqa abdi, my servant has spoken the truth." Fafrushu lahu min al jannah, give him bedding from Jannah. Wa albisuhu min al jannah, give him clothing from Jannah to wear. Waftahu lahu baban ila al jannah, open for him a door to Jannah. He will enjoy the sweet smell, the wonderful fragrance, the cool breeze of Jannah in his grave. His grave will be opened up for him as far as his eye can see. A light will be lit in his grave, and his grave will now be brightened. The angels will congratulate him. They will say, "We knew you were going to give these answers." At that time, they are seeing the wonderful honor which Allah has bestowed upon him. He will notice one man entering into his grave. That man will say to him, "Abshir billadhi yasurruk, take glad tidings from me. I have come with good news. Hadha yawmuka alladhi kunta tu'ad, this is the day that you were promised." He will say to that man, "Who are you? Your handsome, wonderful face shows me that you have definitely brought good to me." That man will reply, "I am the human form of your good actions. I have come to accompany you, to be your company in your grave." When he sees all of these wonderful favors of Allah, he will say, "Oh Allah, allow me to go back to my family. I will inform them of all what they have, of what I am seeing." The angels will say, "No, nam kanomati al-arus, don't go back now. Now rest in your grave. Let your body take some rest. Just like a bride sleeps on the first night, knowing that tomorrow morning, the most beloved person to me, my husband, will wake me up. You also rest. Understand, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, the most beloved one to you, Allah, will raise you from this grave again." Then he will say, "Oh Allah, bring Qiyamah quickly. Bring Qiyamah quickly so I can return back to my family. I can return to my wealth, my a'mal which I had sent forward. I can go to Jannah and enjoy forever and forever." This is the first experiences of any mu'min in his grave. May Allah bless us all with it.